Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jerry Witt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sanford. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Sanford. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Adams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow bunts towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Joost scores. McCoskey moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Adams moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt strikes out. There goes Stevens. The throw from Rosar to second, and Stevens is out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler bunts for an out. Majeski moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from early and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vallo bunts towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoskey moves to second. One out. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Coleman trying to get to third. Vallo throws the ball into Majeski, who tags Coleman for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter strikes out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-0 in the game. Fowler hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hitchcock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt fields the ball and throws to Fannin covering. Safe. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey bunts towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow is walked intentionally. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Vallow moves to second. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to third. Adams moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin fires over to first and Witt drops the ball. That's an error on Witt. Vallow scores. Adams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fannin, and towards Hitchcock, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to third. Heath moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coleman scores. Heath moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. Witt moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joost strikes out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Heath reaches second base with a double. Coleman moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens is walked intentionally. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosar bunts towards the mound. Mulder fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Majeski is walked intentionally. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.